I think it's going to be so cool having guys on the squad, Lindsay Ryan said that afternoon. As long as they're the right guys, Sage put in. Good old Sage, always reminding us there were right people and wrong people. What would we ever do without her? Tumble into complete and total social oblivion, I suppose. It was 5 minutes after three, and the entire squad, minus Mindy, Whitney, and Erin, had gathered in front of the blackboard in lecture hall number 210. We were supposed to be lined up in height order, but instead we were huddled into a clump, speculating about this whole guys-on-the-squad thing. So far, of the 12 or so cheerleading hopefuls seated in the room, not one of them was sporting a Y chromosome. It looked like Bethany was right. The guys of SDH were just not ready to take on cheerleading.
Please, if a single guy has the guts to walk into this room, I'll pay each of you $1 million, Chandra Album said in her gravelly voice, checking her newly dyed brown hair for split ends. Up until Nationals, I had been the only non-blonde on the squad. Yes, Sand Dune High is the official land of the blondes. We're thinking about having bumper stickers made up. But then, Chandra had decided to dye her stress strands back to the natural color. And believe me, two was definitely company.
I think you're going to be surprised, Autumn Ross protested. There are a few enlightened males in this school.
Oh yeah, name one, Chandra demanded.
Autumn stared back at her blankly, and a slight crinkle formed between her two white blonde eyebrows. Autumn was very into New Age stuff like meditating and crystals and aromatherapy and chakras, but she wasn't yet all-knowing. Although I think she was working on it in her spare time, still, she couldn't seem to come up with an answer.
Yeah, didn't think so, Chandra said.
I'll think of one. You know I don't like being put on the spot, Autumn said, pouting her lips. I just can't believe she would do this without telling us, Phoebe said. This is our squad. Don't we get to have an opinion?
Apparently not, Tara said flatly. Her expression was even more pinched than usual. Everyone had assumed she, as captain, had known about the change, but she had already confessed that she was as clueless as the rest of us, something that clearly caused her great pain to admit. By not trusting Tara with her plans, Coach had lumped her in with the rest of us lowly minions, and Tara loved to be above us all. I think she lived for it, actually.
I mean, honestly, it's like we don't even matter, Phoebe ranted, raising her voice a bit. Just because we're still in high school, that doesn't mean we're not people with feelings and thoughts and, you know, feelings.
You said that already, Felice pointed out helpfully.
Well, that's 'cause it's true, Phoebe snapped.
I glanced at Chandra, disturbed. What was up with angry Phoebe? I'd met depressed Phoebe and mopey Phoebe, but this new mood swing was out of the blue. Clearly, this Chia Boy thing had really gotten under her skin.
Okay, honey, unclench, Tara said, patting her on the back. I'm thinking no more coffee for you.
Phoebe took a deep breath and rolled her shoulders back, clearly trying to relax. Then the door opened and slammed, and Coach Holmes stood there with one eyebrow raised. With her dark skin, dyed blonde ponytail, and white tracksuit, Coach could have been a Beyoncé decoy, especially with the diva-esque attitude she had on just then.
I believe there was supposed to be some order here, ladies, she said.
Immediately, everyone scurried into place in a straight line, backs to the blackboard. But not before a few brave people, myself not included, shot Coach Holmes betrayed glares. Coach pretended not to notice and hummed to herself as she pulled out her clipboard and pens. It was way too obvious she was trying to avoid eye contact with us. I'd never heard the woman hum before in my life. Plus,
The tune sounded vaguely like, "These boots are made for walkin'." Very, "Don't mess with me or I'll kick your butt" message received, Coach. Finally, Coach Holmes finished organizing herself and looked up at the small crowd gathered in the seats. I saw her face fall slightly when she realized there were no guys present. Apparently, she had overestimated the male population of our little school.